questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Color of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Our special guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom is Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, Brother Suhail, fasting in the holy month of Ramadan has so many positive effects, some of which you have enumerated for us in our previous discussions. For example, the people can understand the conditions and the situations of the poor. This is very important, to have a picture how the poor live, you know, in a society, the destitute, the homeless people, the foodless people live in a society, because during the day you have to be hungry. So when the hunger and thirst comes to you, so you understand what is the hungry like, what is hunger like, what is thirst like. These are about the, we can say, the physical effects of the holy month of Ramadan. But on the other side, some people say that through fasting, you can understand your situation on the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, or the day of judgment. So how these two, I mean, fasting and Ramadan, the day of Qiyamah, link together?
So when they say that while fasting, you come to realize the conditions in the day of Qiyamah is related to hunger and thirst.
Yes.
Of which on the day of Qiyamah, when they will be doing this judgment, and you will be in this state of hunger and thirst. And this is when you realize that this world is a blessing for us to prepare ourselves for the day of Qiyamah. For we have some traditions that state in the hereafter, there will be 50 stations. Mm-hmm. Each station lasts 1,000 years. The first station is getting out of the grave. People will be confined in it for 1,000 years barefoot, hungry, and thirsty. Whoever comes out of his grave believing in Allah, in paradise and hell, in the accounting and the judgment, admitting Allah as the Lord, believing in his Prophet, yes, and in what Allah Almighty had revealed to him, will be saved from hunger, mm-hmm, and thirst.
Okay.
So this, if you see this tradition itself, it says that the hunger or thirst that is going to be there, it's going to be for those who are against these beliefs.
Yes.
Those who did not believe in this,
okay,
in spite of being a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be your condition in the day of judgment. Now, one might say that, okay, fasting is not difficult because we have been fasting for years. So the day of Qiyamah, why is it going to be difficult? As I said here, that each station lasts 1,000 years. In the month of Ramadan, when we fast, we actually know that we are going to break our fast at sun dawn, when the sun, okay, gets down.
Yes.
Iftar time.
Ghurub. Yes, yes.
But when in the day of Qiyamah, there is no ghurub, it's your actions.
Mm-hmm.
So your sins will decide your iftar.
Mm-hmm.
So the trouble or the discomfort that you feel in the month of Ramadan, of which we have this iftar time, then after the period of Ramadan has finished, which is the 30-day span, we get Eid to celebrate,
yes,
our burning of our sins,
yes,
and everything. In Qiyamah, there is no such sort like that.
Mm-hmm.
In Qiyamah, we have no days.
Yes.
All of these stations are actually based on our actions and sins that we have committed over here.
According to what Urafa and some Islamic mystics say, you know, timing, 24 hours, day and night, are limited to this world.
Yes.
Because of the sun and the earth, okay, and the orbit around. But the case is that on the day of Qiyamah, these concepts have no meaning. I mean,
true,
for example, 24 hours, day and night, and all you see is the effects of your good deeds and the bad deeds.
The bad deeds. Very,
okay,
true.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we need to understand that,
yes,
if this is true, what you are saying, that the,
yes,
time is limited in this material world.
Mm-hmm.
Once we leave, we are in a different atmosphere.
Atmosphere, that's
you
right.
See? But still, the hadith says 1,000 years. It might not be that 1,000 years, but if you want to think, there are only two options. Either to take it as a literal meaning, 1,000 years, or we take another meaning that actually we don't know the limitation of it. It might be more than the thousand years or less than the 1,000 years. But because our mind can perceive the 1,000 years, it's just to make us understand of how it's long it's going to be. It's, in other words, you can say very long. For example, when we say that normally when parents ask their child or the child asks their parents, how much do you love me? They say, yek jahan.
Mm-hmm.
One world.
Yes.
It's a notation of saying very much.
Very much, yes.
Here, 1,000 might mean the literal 1,000 years, or it might mean very much.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in that sense. So if you take 1,000 years as literal, nobody has lived for 1,000 years to know how it means. But if a person just thinks about it, it's very much. So I'm hungry, thirsty, barefoot, years, I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. Very long. But in this world, for fasting, I know that I have to fast for maximum, mm-hmm. according to some parts of the countries, 20 hours, 22 hours, minimum maybe around 8, 10 hours, you see. So that all depends on how you perceive this. In short, it's like telling you that prepare yourself for Qiyamah, you see. Better yourself, for once you are there is no coming back. That time it's only viewing the books. And one of the bad parts in Qiyamah is not that your sins. Whenever we sin, may God forbid us to sin. Whenever we sin, one of the things that we like keeping in mind in normal psychology, yes. is that nobody should know our sin.
Mm-hmm.
And because Allah is merciful and is Haq, we pray to Him, Allah, don't show my sins to others.
Okay.
Right? But when we die, normally, we have traditions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Bibi Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha in other traditions do come and view that. And now guess that the Holy Prophet is there. He's looking at your sins.
Mm-hmm.
You would say that I wish I die. I don't want to see the embarrassment of how the Prophet feels because of my sins. Because we accept the Holy Prophet to hold our hands and take us to heaven. So he has to have something on our behalf. But when we sin, and then afterwards the Prophet is looking at our sins, he becomes sharmande, very much
embarrassed. Yes.
He becomes embarrassed that now what should I tell my Lord to take him to heaven? You see, this is just a concept to ponder upon. It might not have actual basis, or it might have actual basis. But when this is a psychology of a sinner who also maybe even repents, but we don't want anyone to know our sin. If we sin, we want to repent before someone knows, and when someone else, before someone knows. And when we see that at that station, the Holy Prophet is actually looking at our deeds, we feel very much embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Like we cannot take it into our heart that the best of mankind is looking at the worst of my sins.
Mm-hmm.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The holy month of Ramadan is the best chance for tawbah, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the real tawbah, you know, usually the people do repentance. They we can't say, that's right. Okay, they are forgiven. Then, for example, after a day or two, they get back to the same track. They forget. This sense of forgetfulness in the human being.
May Allah help us all that when we finish the month of Ramadan, let us not keep the recitation of Quran only in the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
We should have one of the reasons that we fall into desperation and problems in our lives is not having a correct timetable for our tasks. There's one research that was recently made that when you ask a person that, can you do this work for me? A lot of people will say that I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
But when he starts bringing out a paper and writing his proper timetable, you will see he has a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But because he doesn't have a proper based timetable, everything that you ask him is not possible. So having a proper timetable before the month of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, and after the month of Ramadan is one of the keys to make you sure that you will not fall astray back. Because once the chains of shaitan are unlocked,
mm-hmm.
now that you have to understand from previous experiences, mm-hmm. that when I was locked in his, the whispers would come. Even at the time of prayer,
mm-hmm.
shaitan doesn't leave anyone.
Yes.
He will follow in your best performances. So for example, if you are an abid, a person who does ibadah full time, he will come in your ibadah.
Yes.
But a person who is drinking alcohol, he doesn't have to go and tell him because he's already on the path.
Okay.
You see, shaitan will follow you in places that you won't even think.
Yes.
Don't think by praying you are done. Even if you are praying, he will come and tell you, look, you are praying for longer, you are praying much better than others.
Mm.
That kind of egoisticness that he puts in your heart.
Sense of proudness, yeah, and selfishness.
Uh-huh. That sense of pride, you think, no, shaitan doesn't have anything to do with this.
Uh-huh.
You see? But it's not. Because you are praying and your mind is not away from prayer, he will try and distract you in your prayer. So we need to be careful of his whispers right now.
That's
in this
right.
month of Sha'ban, so that when we are in the month of Ramadan, we just have to unchain ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and gain the most of that holy month of Ramadan. And always have attention. Always have attention in your acts, whether
yes.
you're fasting,
okay.
and you are praying and stuff. If you have your attention that whom you are doing this act for, believe me, you will see the changes within yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to mention it to others.
Okay.
You yourself can reach perfect stations in the month of Ramadan,
yes.
if you believe in yourself and if you believe in your actions,
okay.
for whom you are doing it for.
Okay.
Yeah.
This year, the holy month of Ramadan in Islamic Republic of Iran is coincident with the season of spring,
yeah.
and Nowruz, okay? So it's the best, it's a good chance, you know, for Iranians and the Persians to start a new year with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. And you know, Nowruz means new day. It's a kind of celebration, okay?
Yeah.
So celebration of the Persian calendar comes with the celebration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
This
So you have half sin and you have feast of Allah.
Yeah.
At the same time.
At the same time,
yeah.
That's right. Okay, for our dear listeners, half sin means those seven symbols starting with the letter sin, okay, in Persian language. It's a complicated matter to explain in English language because it's rooted in Farsi. But for example, like sabze, somok, seke, okay, these are the things that are put.
Yeah.
As a symbol of, we can say, the start of the new year of the Persians.
New year celebration.
Yeah, our celebration, that's right. But the season of spring is over there, you know. The spring of soul now is coming to you. This is a good way, I think.
Yeah, they are saying
to symbolize
that Ramadan
it.
is a new year of
yes.
spirituality. It's
yes.
it's a spring of the months.
Yes.
Maher Ramadan
yes, yes.
is the spring of the months coming together with spring of Nowruz.
Of Nowruz.
And take the most benefit of it.
Take the most
yeah.
benefit of it. This is important.
A new year that starts with the blessing of Allah.
Yes.
It's unimaginable to see like where it will take you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good.
Your imaginations are your limitations.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Sohail, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. We hope that we, before getting into the month of Ramadan, the holy month of Sha'ban, we make the most of it. And in the month of Ramadan, now we are to have fasting with good qualities, inshallah, to cleanse our bad deeds on the day of Qiyamah and the day of judgment.
Inshallah.
Yes, inshallah. Thank you much, Brother Suhail.
Thank
you
very
kind
much.
Of you. Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن